zero, negative, like Rick had asked. So.
Well, do we? Can we just make a motion to carry that and make sure it doesn't? Right?
Correct. It just happened, and so we just got to talk to.
You ready, Jim?
Jim, you ready?
Call our regular meeting back to order.
I move, because of the emergency nature of the biosolids application, I move that we approve both the application and the resolution for the biosolids application because it is due today and needs to be in Jeff City.
Pronto,
ASAP. It should have been done on Wednesday, but then I did not reschedule a meeting, so it's my fault, but it is emergency. So that's my motion.
I'll second your motion. And the application, whose hands is it in?
Jillian has it. Yeah. Is it on my desk? Okay, we'll just go up and get it. It's off my desk. It's on
your
desk. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Oh, let's vote.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And
the next thing we have is the
minutes will be sprinkled with the
emergency nature, Jim.
Because we forgot it last Friday. Okay.
Next on the agenda is the insurance fund. It's regarding Delta Dental.
Mm-hmm.
Rick had presented to us on Friday, I believe, that the self-insured part of Delta Dental had either gone negative or deficit, so we just need to
approve funding till the end of the year on the Delta Dental cost.
Correct, so it doesn't go negative.
Where it doesn't go negative.
Is that your motion, Danny?
Yes.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
All right.
Okay. We've got health benefits at 11:15. How do we want to work this? I see.
I need to ask you about,
okay.
This would be, I don't know for sure. Is this a deal on the sewer hookup over on Coon Creek?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't see how that's a general county revenue expense. It's either road and bridge or sewer on the other.
It would have been road and bridge, would it not?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It would have been road and bridge. Sorry about that. Road and bridge, that was the purchase of easement.
That's what I sent back to Nikki.
Yeah.
The other, and I still got this done. So I'll just take it over and have Frank.
Right.
Yeah.
It is a road and bridge.
That's what I thought. But I said, you can explain it to me and I can tell you what it is, but I wouldn't know.
Yep.
Go ahead. That's fine.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you. And did we do the right motion for the Delta Dental?
Yeah.
That's fine?
We'll have to look at that at the end of the year because the funding that's there, it's running about, well, this year it's probably about $100,000.
Okay.
Delta Dental plus the life insurance benefits. And so that's going to have to be funded someplace. This is funded through all the different funds, GCR, Road and Bridge, Transfer Station, Assessor's Fund, 911. So I have to figure out what each has spent and I'll pull it back out of each one of those funds.
Okay.
The same proportion.
You confused me just a little bit about the life insurance policy deal.
I left my document upstairs.
This insurance fund that we're talking about here, I left the documents upstairs. Life insurance. So,
I'm a help.
Yeah.
I mean,
we had it pays $10,000.
So it looks like.
Remember, we went to buying, paying the premium.
Paying a premium instead of the $10,000. That's where I want to go. That's where I want to make sure that.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know. Mine's in there too. I don't know if I'll need them though. Okay. Sheriff, I see a bunch of your folks here. You know what the topic is? I assume health benefits. Did y'all want to speak to us as a group or one or who's leading? We don't generally have this much company. Come up.
Okay.
All right, come on up to the mic, and yeah, we'll go ahead. We'll listen to comments. We're not, but we can still hear your comments.
Yeah, there's some more people coming.
That's fine.
Okay. You want to go ahead and start then?
Yeah.
My concerns on this, and you know, is that we don't get into the same situation that we used to or we did, and I think it's. You know, I don't know if any of you guys was even here whenever we done all the flopping back and forth on the insurances before. I don't know, Chuck, if you was here or not.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to where we you know, one insurance company would come in and be X amount of dollars lower than the other one, we'd switch to them. Then the next year, we'd switch to a different one. And then it finally got to where we didn't have a history with any insurance company of being long-term with them, and our insurance rates went up considerably. So just because one comes in cheaper this year doesn't mean that it's, I mean, next year you can bet that that insurance company is going to raise too. And so just, you know, I don't want to see us get into that switching back and forth all the time, like we did in the past. Mm-hmm. Also, keep in mind that we've got a lot of employees throughout the county that have long-term illnesses. And these employees are set in with doctors now, and if we switch insurance companies, they're going to have to switch doctors and everything. And that's very difficult for some of these folks that are on long-term illnesses that have a relationship with their doctor. They, you know, have faith in them, and it's very difficult for them to switch.
Okay. Other comment?
And just to clarify, Jimmy talked about switching back and forth. I think
the reason that started was is we got about a, what was it? We went to St. John's, mm-hmm. and rates were fairly reasonable, and then we get, what did we get, 60-70%, Chuck? Do you remember? It was a great, great big. Mm-hmm. So our rates jumped before we started switching back and forth is really what I'm trying to say to you. Yeah. The switching back and forth doesn't eliminate history, doesn't eliminate experience. We still have that. And I understand people not wanting to change, so I just want to clarify that. I don't think that's what's caused your rates right. to jump.
And just so everyone knows, the reason we're even looking at this is that we've already got our pre-rates for next year for Cox. The county will get it comes out to about a 6% increase across the board. That's why the whole conversation started, because Cox has already told us what our rates are next year. For the same exact coverage, we're going to be paying 6% more across the board. So. Yeah. Just for clarification, that's why we're even opening the can of worms to look.
And just to help them out, from your guys' standpoint, you have to look at the fact that, yeah, you know you've got people that don't want to switch, but then on the other hand, you have several people that cover their families, which would save them
$75 to $80
a month. Anybody that has their spouse on would save them a smaller amount.
Yeah, it's not $30 to $40.
So they have to look at what's best for the whole.
And I don't know all the specifics. Jimmy, that was one of our questions last week, was long-term care switching. Some doctors, some of the people who are on long-term care would not be affected. Of course, some would. And that's part of the conversation we started having. And I think Chuck started making some contacts to different employees.
Yeah, I'm not against the switching. My
right.
wife's got Mercy, and it's good insurance.
Right.
Cox has been good insurance.
And there were some emails that went around Friday, just for clarification. St. John's has come back and said, we'll match your existing policy for the same price.
Thank you.
That's what they did. But they also gave us an option that was unique, which was a sole coverage policy, where basically they're able to customize a little bit more. If we customize our plan a little bit more, that we can actually see the savings. And that's where we can switch over to St. John's and get the exact same coverage for what we're paying right now, or we could even look at the sole, I think it's called sole option, I think, and we're still getting more details about that. The biggest differences on the sole option for all of us that are considered is your urgent care goes up from $40 to $50. There was about 70 people out of everyone, families and employees, that took advantage of that, so that would be a little bit more. From a deductible, an emergency room would go from $50 to $100. That was also about 70 people who took advantage of that last year. And your office visits stay the same, prescriptions stay the same and all that. So there's a lot of things all of a sudden when Mercy provided that sole option for us, we're now looking at everything. So we can either stay where we're at with Cox, pay more, and that, if that's the motion or if that's the direction, St. John's with the same exact coverage, same exact money, or if we're going to go to St. John's, we really need to do our due diligence to look at this sole option. And that's kind of where the can of worms started, for those who just hadn't heard all the minutes.
Rick, what happened last year? I've lost track. Did we not have a raise last year?
I
I ought to remember that myself. But
might the years run together somewhat? Yeah. I don't know.
I know that Cox has stayed pretty consistent with us. The one thing that
maybe
they did,
was like 2% or something.
I think it was maybe 2% last year. And the one thing that they did for us the year before that was they went from an annual contract which ended in September, and they gave us a 15-month contract, which was really a good thing for us.
Okay.
That is on
that. Yeah, the more I think about it, I think it was like 2% or something like that.
In my mind, yeah. I wouldn't say that was right unless I had to check it.
Okay.
Next.
Are there other comments? Maggie?
I have a question on the health plan that you sent to us by a fax. You have on here Cox Health Plan Solutions HMO and the Partners 80. Can you explain that to us?
That's what
that was part of the, that was part of the contract that that he emailed us.
Which document? Which document is it, Maggie? Is it that spreadsheet looking one?
I've never seen that before.
I mean, the HMO is what most people carry. It's probably the best coverage. But an HMO is limited to the network that company is affiliated with.
And law says you have to offer something other than that one particular company. So we had to have a PPO to go along with it. A PPO allows you to go to different
Rick,
affiliates.
The Solutions HMO is what we currently, what most people currently have today.
Okay.
There are also, how many that have the PPO? Just a handful.
Not very
dozen
many.
Maybe or
that's
something.
That's the PPO version.
And that's
the
PPO.
We currently have right
those
now.
Are the two policies we currently have.
Which is in this column right here?
This column here for the...
Yes, ma'am.
This
Cox.
This document here is this right here.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So you're stating that the benefits that we're getting with Mercy and the other ones and the Cox that we have currently right now, there will be no changes. Not in the drugs, not in the emergency room visits.
Here, let me show that Maggie here. From what Akers has shown us, comparing the two HMO policies, which handles the majority of everyone, if you look through all this, it is exactly the same. What Akers said is
what happened,
equal or better than what we have right now.
They went when we saw. Let me say this to start with. I'd like to ask everybody listening and thinking about this. If you sat in a position and something that you purchased went up 6%, would you go look at other companies? That's why we're here today. We were presented with a 6% increase for our health insurance. And we decided that, we ought to see what's available. And that's what we've done. In doing so, Akers and Arnie, who's our agent, went to Mercy, well, not just to Mercy, but there's two other ones, Anthem and United. And that sheet you were looking at there, Maggie, shows those four different companies. Mercy came back with a plan that was equivalent, as Jim was saying, to what we currently have and at our old rate. So anyhow, Akers went to them, said they want us to look, and that's what they came up with. So we started looking at it. Since that time, there's a possibility that we'll have the opportunity to choose Cox again at the same rate. They went to Cox and they said, Mercy's given last year's rate to switch. And there's a possibility, we haven't heard from them yet, but there's a possibility that Cox will come back and say, well, we'll meet last year's rate to keep your business, bottom line. So we're waiting to hear from them on that. Also, it's been mentioned that, as you see there in the Mercy, there's all kinds of different plans. I think there's four or five different ones that they gave us besides meeting the same thing as what we've had all along. Cox has got new plans also that might be better, and they're going to bring those to us, I believe. So one reason that I sent all that information out, and that's what they gave us, and I thought might be of interest to folks, was there was questions. And I'm guessing got like 25 emails, and there was a number of questions, good questions. That's why I sent all that out, so that you could look at what we're having to look at. And there's there's just lots of choices, and we haven't even seen them all yet. And so we can't answer some questions because we don't know what's all available. I've heard very clearly what Jimmy said, and we've thought about that, and as Rick brought up the changing, I mentioned this to somebody, people don't like to change as a whole. You're pretty hesitant, so we understand that and looking at it very hard. But we feel responsible to look at it, so that's my rattlings, and somebody else can speak.
You know, last time that we did that, do some insurance changing, there was, and I don't remember what it was, but there was something that they allowed for some of those who had extended care to go ahead and stay with the other provider.
We're checking into that.
I talked yeah. with a doctor at Mercy. One of our employees is in a situation just like you're talking about. Got a hold of Acres. They got a doctor that called me, and can that happen? And I think you're right. It did happen once or twice.
Yeah.
We've got one that's a lady that's pregnant. That's pretty much, don't know for positive, but if there was a change, that would be a given that would be carried through.
Yeah.
But the one employee that's had issues, they and myself were on the phone with the doctor, and he really didn't answer the question. Until you get down to specifics, he really couldn't say. Maybe there are some of those possibilities.
Yeah, just something to look at.
Well, one other thing while I'm on it is the questions of savings, if I could. The savings idea was those folks, and I think there's like 116 that buy insurance for their families, and the rate going down would save the employee. Well, I spent a good amount of time down in the computer department. I found that a lot of people use urgent care for different reasons that make lots of sense. And just because you save, I think we figured $50 on one category, mm-hmm. just because you save $50 on a cheaper policy, if urgent care goes up $10 and you have to use it so many times, five times, you lose your $50 savings in a hurry. I don't know. I spent 30 minutes down in the computer department. I learned a whole lot about how people are used. There's a lot of information out there. And I heard over and over from not just the computer department, but others, we don't want to change. But we've also heard a number of them that like Mercy and would like to go back. We don't have I had one lady that's sitting here tell me she doesn't want my job and laughed about it. It's not an easy thing for us, and I hope you, hate to use this word, but I hope you trust us. I mean, we're taking all the information and trying to do the best for the most, and I know I don't like it. I mean, I wish there was a 2% increase and we didn't have to even think about it. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Kim. I'm from the jail, Sheriff's Department. I kind of got a personal thing with this whole thing. My mother, my father's sitting up. My mother's been going through cancer stuff for a long time. She worked here and she retired. She can't switch. She already went through this whole thing where we were on one doctor system, or one system, back and forth. She can't change her doctor she has had for 5-6 years with her cancer stuff. We have several inmates working, or no, I'm sorry, not inmates, corrections officers working at the jail who are on long-term issues. We have one gentleman who may have back surgery again. I talking to the people, 30-some people working in the jail, they would rather pay a little bit more to stay with the current doctors that they have, given most of them have long histories of what they've been dealing with their doctors, than to switch and find another one. I personally would rather do that. I have a daughter that lives in another state. I can't even cover under our policy. But I would still rather stay with the current doctors my other kids who live here can see, because they've had these doctors since they were children. Now, if you want to squabble about the few dollars, that's fine. You guys are going to do whatever you're going to do anyway. But I can tell you from the jail standpoint and the 30-some people working there, they would rather pay the few extra dollars to stay with the current people that they're using now. And I know my mother is not going to be really happy having to try and figure out how to deal with all of her cancer stuff again. And this is not the first time. This may be the fourth time she's going to have to deal with this. So I know from a personal standpoint, it's kind of a pain. So that I just want to make my statement on that.
Okay. Other statements? Comments? Questions?
Oh, we just started.
We just warmed up. We were warming
up. So I didn't
up.
Miss anything?
No.
Well, we've got another appointment at what time? 11:30, okay. So we're trying to get going.
My question was about the person in my office that is expecting. Would that not be considered a pre-existing illness and that we carry over right. to the new baby and stuff?
Mercy is, in the limited discussions we had with Acres to Mercy, they are willing to do a lot of pre-existing conditions and transition slow. Of course, they won't get specifics right now, but yeah, that would be considered pre-existing.
Do we have a comparison on the doctors, the list of doctors that do both? And there are a lot out there now.
We haven't seen that. We haven't got to that detailed yet.
That's
one of the next things we're going to be doing.
You know, something maybe getting that now might help these guys if they know their doctor's accepting both okay. plans. That might go more in your favor. I know when we had the store. We switched insurances every 2 to 3 years like this, and little things like that will go a long way towards helping them accept if we do make a change.
Okay.
I know a lot of mine are concerned about their children's doctors,
sure.
you know, the OBGYN and stuff.
Good point.
So if you could come back
I know they've done that
for
us in years past. They got us a whole list of all the doctors. We'd get that surely easy enough.
Well, and that's something that is available through the healthcare provider.
Right.
If you'll just ask for a list.
Exactly.
If we
can get it electronically, we will email it out to everybody just for people that.
Because I know it is available online. Mm-hmm. So if you could, that would help a lot, and it might eliminate a lot of these problems that they're having switching up. So,
yep.
That's all I wanted to say.
Good
Thank
point.
You.
Thank you. Others. Danny. Comments?
Yeah, it's a tough decision to make, and when we face, and I know that we have more options to look at. I visited with one of the insurance agents. Just happened to be, I was reading the newspaper, and he came in and at a convenience store, and he said that they had come up with some information and was going to try to get that to us sometime today. So we have, it wouldn't even be a consideration if it wasn't a $100,000 decision. So it'll be a tough decision for all of us. The thing that we hear and Jim sent out for the email, of course, naturally we all got them, and it was just a constant email process. And I'd have to say, you know, basically it was probably a 50-50 split on who wanted to switch or didn't care if you switched or whatever. But I would say that we're going to wait until we get this other information in and try not. I know what a hassle it is to try to switch doctors whenever you've been seeing somebody, and then you've got your confidence built in them, and I understand all that. We're human too. We sit up here and try to make these decisions to benefit 300 employees and leave ourselves out of the mix, but we still have to face the same thing that you do. And so as soon as this other information comes in that we're going to be looking at,
there'll be another work session.
Yeah, there'll be another work session. We'll be making a decision right here shortly, but I do want you to know that we're not taking it lightly. It's a big concern to all of us. We've got individuals that we have to look after. So
I think, we're waiting. We'll get a doctor list comparison. I think that's really easy to get. We just got to send it out. We're waiting to get everything from all the providers, both Cox and from Mercy, to give us everything so we can at least analyze it from across the board. And then then we'll have another work session to make a decision, because I know we don't want to run out of time where we can't even, you know, from our timeline. And then Cox is supposed to give us new prices too, so.
Yep. Yeah, I wrote down the emails we got, and there was 10 that would be in favor of changing to Mercy. There were 6 that weren't in favor of changing. And I've talked to a lot of folks just like yours that don't want to change, that aren't in that list. So.
I think there's probably more that don't want to change than they do want to change.
Probably.
It's understandable too.
Yep. If you got comments, I mean, email us, call us.
The reason we scheduled this meeting was to talk about the benefits fair. Just to let you know, we knew we weren't going to have all the data to be able to present today to make a decision. We knew that late Friday, and we were talking about the benefits fair because what now? Right. So we were trying to put together a benefits fair, and we have a date scheduled of December 2nd, right? And we were trying to have that all decided for the 2nd, and that's what we're trying to figure out, is if can we make the decision, health insurance decision, before the 2nd, and as we ask for more information, there's more questions that came up. Uh-oh.
I think you brought up one of the problems is communications.
What's that?
We had no idea there was anything even going on with the insurance until Friday.
Okay.
And we're talking about benefits fair, the first we've heard of it.
Okay.
So.
I take for granted sometimes everyone gets the copy of the agenda.
It's hard for us to show up and stuff whenever we don't know.
I know. And I take for granted that you guys would get the agenda and know what's on our agenda. So.
What is the benefits fair?
Don, come up and, for Dixie, whoever's here, ain't. Come up to the mic, please, young lady. We want you to be famous.
We just invited all the vendors that has our benefits to come to the courthouse on the 2nd. And it's going to be an all-day event where employees can come in and talk to your retirement people, your hopefully medical and dental cafeteria plan. If you have
any
questions.
We need more people participating if they're willing. Yes. In the cafeteria plan. It's an advantage to everyone, but not too many take advantage.
That's right. That
now,
is so
bank
true.
Is, I mean, there's
the banks are going to be here, and we're trying to encourage the employees to be here, and they're going to set up little door prizes. Some of the vendors are at there, so you'll come and see them. But anyway, it's just something that, because a lot of times the employees say they don't get an opportunity to meet with any of the benefits people, you know, like loggers and surf savings that can save an employee a lot of money. We're talking about this 6% if a chance they would go with the Cox plan, you know. And they stay, and we save the same premiums. Why not pre-tax? A lot of people don't. You'd be surprised. I think I sent you all a note about $18,000 worth of deductions this last year that were not pre-taxed, and that could have saved you close to $3,000 if you would have been that, if you'd had, you know. Yeah. And so.
Say that again.
Okay.
That's very important of the savings.
Pre-taxing. Once you come in, you choose to have deductions come out of your check. You don't have to pay taxes on that. You don't have to pay your FICA or federal or state.
You're just giving away money if you
yes.
don't have it pre-taxed.
What it does is at the end of the year, the Section 125, the IRS code states that if an employee wants to have, at the end of the year, most people can't take a medical deduction.
It has to exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income before you can realize $1 of advantage on your income tax returns. Mm-hmm. However, if you do it in advance, you save 27 cents if your tax rate is 27%. You save 27 cents on every dollar.
Right.
Instead of giving that to the IRS, it goes toward your medical bills.
Right. And it doesn't come back at the end of the year and bite you. And a lot of people are kind of scared of that, but you don't have to. You know, I don't have. It doesn't show up on your W-2 when I send it out.
Can you make an estimation what some people save?
Well, I was saying, you know, me.
Depends on what you're spending on.
Yeah.
Normally, anywhere from a sixth to a quarter.
Yeah.
I probably save $500 to $550 a year that go toward my medical bills instead of Uncle Sam.
Right.
Well, and that's.
part of the reason the benefits fair we're going to have is just little things like that.
Just stuff like that to help, because I know in this time, you know, another thing is to take advantage of your SURF savings. You know, you go out and you want to save some money, but it seems like it's hard. Well, you go and do through our SURF savings. Not only do you get the benefit because it's pre-taxed, but you also have the benefit of kind of lost my track. Yeah, SURF savings will match. And that, you know, that's a long haul thing, but it's just getting.
And when did the date got set? Like last week or the end of the week before?
We've had it for over a month.
Date has been set that long?
Yes.
Okay, it was set. That surprises me. I remember we talked about December is all I've heard. So
we talked. Yeah, it's been set for probably 2 months for sure, but we've just kind of we're trying to miss. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when it came to
that
life.
May be. But we'd love for everybody to come and, you know, and talk. Of course, you can always come in our office and talk, too. We'd be glad to talk. So,
if you all remember year before last when we, and I don't even want to bring this up because it doesn't, it's something that I did personally, but I think it's important to understand the reason that we consider these things. We had $100,000 saved in workman's comp. And I was over here on a weekend and worked a weekend looking at pay raises that we were trying to figure out how we could come up with pay raises and this and that. We'd already issued one plan, and I spent a week on that, and I seen where that when we had switched to Connell Insurance, we had $100,000 savings. Anytime you have $100,000 savings, and this was on workman's comp, so it was your money, so I felt like it should be passed on to you. Just like you said, information doesn't seem to get out there. Very, very few people commented on that. I don't know what it was, an extra $500 and some odd on their salary that year, but very few people commented on the fact that we had researched and found an extra $500 and some dollars. This insurance plan just so happens is the same almost $100,000, $96,000. Now, that's before we get our new figures in. And when we get our new figures in, hopefully, we wouldn't have to make the change. But that's the reason that when we talk $100,000 at a time, we talk about benefits. You can talk about benefits, but you can talk about money that's in your pocket if we can apply it that way. But I don't think very, very few people even realized where that money come from.
What else? Anybody else? All right. We will get back to you, and
we'll send an email out when we next schedule the next benefits discussion. It'll be longer in length. Hopefully, before then, we'll be able to email everyone what we've got, so that you know that we're going to be closer to making a decision. But we're going to try to get everything together, and I think Rick and Donna are saying we really need to do it this week, and today would have been better, and last week would have been even better. But so anyway, as soon as we get all the data, we'll email out to everybody, and then we'll tell you when the meeting is going to be. So if you want to join on the internet or just come in person, that's fine. But I promise you that I'll do that. So it'll be sometime later on this week.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Jillian wanted to know, she said she needed to know if we were meeting with the Corps or not. Otherwise, they needed to set up meetings in that spot, if you know it. So,
okay.
I don't know what that means, but she said she needed to know.
Yeah.
Emailed me.
Yeah, we just gave some direction to Nikki, so.
Will you guys add all the employees to your weekly agenda email?
We sure can. Yeah, we can do that.
That'd help, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would help. I mean, that's... I'll have Nikki, and Nikki's probably listening, but Nikki, listen, make sure all the employees get an email of this agenda, too, from now on.
Yeah.
Everything, you got it, Jimmy. That'd be a good idea. That'd be good.
Jimmy? I told Linda Gifford.
Okay, we'll take a couple-minute break.
Just have to be a good partner with everyone, so we can buy anything we want, tax free, but we sell stuff, we have